Will it surprise you to know that this piece is not about the ongoing India-Pakistan tensions? It will? Well, for an average Pakistani, this should have become something of a background hum by now. For my regular readers, this crisis, like the ones that may arise in the future, is merely the culmination of what I have been consistently warning against for over 11 years. But my concerns were either willfully ignored or, in the past 7 years, creative ways were found to hurt me for highlighting them. When that happens, you are forced to conclude that the system's integrity is somewhat compromised and to draw attention to the need for debugging. However, if nothing changes after that, you give up and let it play out. Simply put, I have little patience for someone who ignores or seeks to drown my advice when a decision is being made, only to seek me out when the consequences of those ill-advised decisions become evident. This happened during the Taliban takeover of Kabul, the deal with the TTP, repeated Indian elections, the October 7th attack, the outrage over Gaza, and in more than one US election. Ever wondered why everything I say comes true? If your judgment is so faulty, my dear, that you would throw away water and try to drink sand to quench your thirst, you are welcome to it. And that is why today's topic gives me such immense pleasure. What's the worst that can happen? That you will ignore my advice again? My dark side actually wants you to do that. I have made peace with my mortality and the imperfections of life. Let's see how you handle the very definition of existential angst. A lot has happened since last week's piece on AI's rapid growth and its consequences. CBS 60 Minutes presented yet another segment on AI's potential and challenges. It featured interviews with Google DeepMind CEO, Demis Hassabis. Hassabis received last year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry despite being a programmer and AI expert, not a chemist. He is a techno-optimist. However, a rare admission by the godfather of AI, Geoffrey Hinton, made in a similar 60-minute segment last year, had the potential to shake any viewer. The conversation went like this. CBS. You think these AI systems are better at learning than the human mind? Hinton. I think they may be, yes. Even the biggest chatbots only have about a trillion connections in them. The human brain has about 100 trillion. And yet in the trillion connections in a chatbot, it knows far more than you do in your 100 trillion connections. CBS. What are the implications of these systems autonomously writing and executing their own computer code? That's a serious worry, right? Hinton. What do you say to someone who might argue, if the systems become malevolent, just turn them off. They will be able to manipulate people, right? We have a rough idea of how they work. But how exactly they do what they do becomes a mystery when they get very complicated.